Broadcasting from the studios of Business Radio X, it's time for Laser Life Insights. This show is brought to you by Sumas Medical Laser, changing lives with the power of light. Now, here's your host, Pete Cousins.
Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us on Laser Life Insights. Again, my name is Pete Cousins, and I'll be your host. Today's show is our very first one, and we're super excited to be broadcasting. And I want to thank John Ray, Business Radio X, for producing this content. And we're hopeful that each and every month as we get together, we'll be able to bring information to help accomplish our mission of transforming the landscape of laser therapy. As I think about my 20 plus years in healthcare sales across different verticals, I had never heard of the term photobiomodulation. And now that I've been with Sumas for almost a year and a half, I know I was not alone. PBM for short, or photobiomodulation, is a very misunderstood modality by many healthcare providers. My personal mission with this podcast is to spread factual information about PBM and the application of it so that both patient consumers and healthcare providers can make better informed decisions about receiving or providing care using this modality. So with all that said, again, thank you for joining us. I'm very excited to welcome our first guest today, Dr. Scott Haggerty. And Dr. Haggerty is a practicing chiropractor in the state of Ohio. He's quite well credentialed. So amongst other things, he has a master's of science in sports science and rehabilitation, a bachelor's of science in human biology. He also has a doctor of chiropractic from Logan Chiropractic College. He has an emergency university certification, a Webster certification, a Factor certification, and we'll talk more about that shortly, a chiropractic nutrition specialist certification. And he's also in the process of completing a fellowship in functional neurology. So I can't imagine having a guest more well-credentialed than Dr. Scott. And so I'm very excited to have you on today and to learn both more about your story and about how you're using light as medicine in your practice. So Dr. Scott, welcome.
Thank you for having me on, Pete. I'm really excited to share my background and experience in using laser because it is my absolute favorite tool to use in the practice.
That's great to hear. So as I got to know you and learned a little bit about your story, I think one of the best ways to get started is to hear your journey, and specifically the journey that led you to becoming a chiropractor. I think it's a really great one.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me on so I can share this, because I think that we all have our own stories, and mine was a very long journey looking for help. When I first started down this road, I actually had hurt my back as a youth athlete. I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. And I joke with a lot of my patients and friends that God gave me the blessing of strength without the brains to understand when to limit myself and show some restraint. So I was a very strong guy and doing a lot of heavy lifting. And there was one particular time I was in the gym and I was doing in between bench dips. I had 6 45-pound plates stacked on my lap. Wow. And I'm doing strip sets and just doing as many reps as I could. And we got down to pulling all the plates off after probably being 5 minutes under load. Mm. And I got up and things didn't feel right. Mm. And what ended up happening is over the course of the next 24 hours, I started to develop discal pain. I started to develop radiating pain down the sciatic nerve left side that transitioned to numbness and tingling going into my leg. And that started a 7-year journey.
Wow.
It was crazy. During that period of time, I had been in the hospital, been taken by EMS a couple of times because my back would go out and I couldn't get out of the fetal position. Hmm. I had had injections in my back. I tried physical therapy. I had been on anti-inflammatories and steroids. I tried everything in the traditional route. And I had even sat with a surgeon after one time where I'd been taken to the hospital by EMS because it had gotten to a point where I couldn't stand it anymore. And I didn't even know what a chiropractor was. I was completely ignorant to it outside of hearing my grandmother saying that she went every few weeks and saw this lady Candy who adjusted her. And I didn't even know what it was. So fast forward, I go and see an orthopedic surgeon. And the end result of that appointment was a 2-minute exam where I bent over to touch my toes and I was able to go and put my hands on the ground cold because exercise was the only thing that kept me feeling halfway normal. Mm-hmm. And he sat back in his chair, laughed and said, "Come and see me in 20 years when you need that hip replaced, son."
Oh,
And it walked out of that doctor's office with this heaviness, realizing that, oh my gosh, this is my life. And wow. So for the next 6 years, I lived in excruciating pain, left leg completely numb. My average daily pain level would range anywhere from the lowest 7 to a high of 9 or 10. Mm. I could not sleep for that entire 7 year span once it started. There was not one night where I slept more than 30 minutes straight without a wake up due to pain.
Wow.
So it was a long journey. And so when I was in my mid-20s, it took me a while to figure out what direction my life was headed. I went back to school in my mid-20s, moved down to Columbus, Ohio to go to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And I was at a well-known bodybuilding powerlifting gym called World Gym, which is where the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classics housed out of.
Sure.
And when I walked in there one day in a ton of pain, there happened to be a woman that worked for a local chiropractor there. And she saw the characteristic limp. And she said, hey, she's like, I can tell you're hurting. She's like, why don't you go and see my chiropractor? And I was like, I've got nothing to lose. Nothing else has worked. I've tried it all. Mm-hmm. And I went into the chiropractor's office and I met one of the greatest men I've probably ever met in my life, Dr. Eric Lajeunesse. And if you hear this, you changed my life. God bless you, man. You're just a phenomenal person. He was the first person who listened to me, the first person who really took a complete history, did a complete physical exam, took x-rays of my spine. No one had to that point. And he told me what was wrong and said, hey, I can actually help you. And I didn't know anything about getting adjusted. All I know is I'd seen it on his tables. And I said, I've tried everything else. I'm willing to give it a try. Mm-hmm. So I went and got adjusted and I was the miracle patient. I literally was that guy where I got on the table at a level 9 pain the day of my report. And I got off the table and I had zero. Wow. It was the first time that I can recall having no pain anywhere in my body. Hmm. And in addition to that night, I slept for 12 consecutive hours.
Hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, it was life-changing. And the journey wasn't over. It was a six-month intensive care plan. But in that 6 months, I got adjusted 3 to 5 times per week. Mm-hmm. My leg came back entirely. I had no residual numbness. And in the process of that, I had a million other things that had improved. I had chronic headaches that went away. I had chronic soreness and tightness from the abuse of sports and athletics and weightlifting for all those years that completely went away. I had allergies that spontaneously resolved. And my brain, I developed better emotional regulation and temperament control and focus and attention than I'd ever had. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because I didn't even realize how profound the changes were until I had seen my family and they noticed how different I was. How sure. calm I was, and just what a complete transformation it was in my demeanor.
Really incredible. So this led you to pursue becoming a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And now that you've been practicing for what, 10, 11 years or so?
Yeah. So we're completing year 12.
Okay. So 12 years as a chiropractor, and I know that you've taken your practice in a very specific direction. So let's start to talk a little bit about some of these certificates that you hold and what some of those things may mean within the scope of your chiropractic practice. So the first one is a methodology called FACTR, F-A-K-T-R. So tell us a bit more about what the FACTR methodology is and how that is incorporated in your practice.
So as you had mentioned, I have a strong background in working with athletics. When I got my master's degree in sports science and exercise rehab, I was introduced to soft tissue techniques that some people are familiar with, like Graston technique and sure. active release. Once I was in practice, I was introduced to FACTR, which stands for Functional and Kinetic Therapy with Rehabilitation.
Okay,
it is essentially a tool where you can utilize soft tissue and even laser, where you can do work to take the tissues. And you can manipulate the soft tissue. In a lot of cases, we'll use like Graston tools. Mm-hmm. And it has steps and protocols where you'll go through and you'll do things like you'll start static and then you'll add in motion. And then you'll start adding in resistance and proprioceptive input and stuff like that as a way to try to, instead of having to beat up the tissues where you do like with traditional Graston where it's very intensive on the tissues, this actually allows you to be far more gentle, but more rapidly effective. Because when you're doing the treatments, you're oftentimes doing it where you're putting the position in a position of provocation. And then you'll go through and work the soft tissues and you have them go through motions and then you'll put them under load. Okay. And it's a really amazing tool that allows us to be able to take care of a wide variety of conditions ranging from tendonitis issues, post-surgical scar tissue. You can pretty much name the position or the condition, and we can go after helping somebody with that with using Factor.
Okay, super. That's really interesting. And you mentioned briefly that laser could be incorporated if you're performing Factor methods with your patients. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how laser fits in and where it fits in there.
So it's interesting. When I was first introduced to the combination of Factor and laser, it was actually caught me off guard because I had never heard of the two being combined specifically like that. But when I was at the seminar, they were actually specifically talking about using laser therapy with getting onto the tissues and having the patient go through different motions. So instead of having it just be a static treatment or running through a protocol, it was take the tissue through the painful ranges of motion so that you can get in there, work the trigger points, and help to go and get the laser in there and start to heal the fibers. And they started implementing it as part of the rehab process with a lot of our patients. And it really sped up the pace at which we were able to go and move through the treatment protocols, because we did it oftentimes like in phasing, where I'd go through, find the areas of adhesion, break those down. But then, as obviously anytime there's an injury, you have a decrease in blood flow. When we would laser as a part of the protocol, we would dramatically ramp up the pace at which they would be able to get better. And the nice thing is that I had been doing soft tissue for so long, I had comparison. And it was a rapid improvement in our pace of getting people over their issues with soft tissue injuries or whatever it might have been when we started implementing the laser as a complement to our soft tissue treatments with Factor.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. And it takes me back to what I mentioned as I thought about why I wanted to do this podcast. So many healthcare providers look at class 4 laser therapy or photobiomodulation in general, and they have a number of different reactions, right? One could be, this really is too good to be true. How can I shine a red light on a tissue non-invasively and create any type of durable healing, let alone pain mitigation, removal of inflammation, clearance of edema, all of these types of things we know that this method or this technique can do. And yet when they understand that this is not a kind of magic potion that we are putting into the patients, we're simply helping the body accelerate the way it does its natural healing anyway. And I think that's a great example that you give with Factor Plus Laser. It's really just speeding up your outcomes. And so we hear that time and time again from our providers. And I would say anybody listening, if there's doubt, you're not alone. And there's a lot of places that you can go to get very clinical-based evidence, peer-reviewed journals that have studied this repeatedly to show how really valid it is as a therapeutic tool. So that's a great example. Okay. So another, I think, really interesting part of your practice in particular is the fact that you are a founding member of PX Docs, and I'm sure you incorporate that quite extensively into what you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit about PX Docs?
Thank you for asking about this. It has really become the cornerstone of how we practice. Mm-hmm. So when we were in practice, the practice had to make a pivot. My practice started out as a sports rehabilitative practice where we worked with almost exclusively like athletes, right? From professional athletes to college athletes to across the spectrum. But at home, I was a dad and who was dealing with a little girl that was dealing with some pretty significant neurodevelopmental challenges, in particular, big issues with emotional regulation, temper tantrums and meltdowns, a lot of sensory processing issues, stimming and starting to show a lot of anxiety. And my wife and I were pretty desperate because we had tried everything that we knew. We had tried nutrition, we had tried supplements, we talked to everybody that we knew, and things just weren't getting better. And we ended up getting to a point where we just didn't know where to turn. And by the grace of God, a gentleman named Dr. Tony Ebel came actually back into our lives. When we were in chiropractic school, we had met him through a workshop that he was doing near our campus, talking about his practice that he worked with kids with neurodevelopmental challenges. And at that point in time, like anybody who's focused in one direction, I was there, but I wasn't really present. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And my wife had always been interested in pediatrics and pregnancy care, and she always wanted to build her practice on that premise. So when my wife had completed her diplomate in pediatric and pediatric chiropractic, she had developed a network of people that she stayed in touch with through Facebook and other means. And she started noticing that when our daughter was around 4.5 and we were getting to a point where we're hitting crisis mode because she's melting down, quite literally 7 days a week, a bare minimum of 45 minutes to an hour at a time.
Wow.
It was very life-altering for us. We got to a point where we just didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden on her Facebook feed, these doctors start posting stories of helping kids just like our little girl. And my wife ends up reaching out to them, and they all pointed back to Dr. Tony Ebel, who at the time was with a company called Epic Practice. Mm-hmm. And he had a spinoff called Epic Pediatrics.
Okay.
And when we started talking about this, everyone said, just call Tony. So we ended up reaching out to Tony Ebel, and we ended up getting a call with him. And I will tell you what, it was a life-changing conversation. We spent 4 hours on the first call with this guy who we'd had a 30-second conversation with one time. Mm-hmm. And he gave so generously of his time and his knowledge to help us to understand what we didn't understand. He unwrapped all of the reasons why our little girl was going through all the things that she was with. He titled it the perfect storm. It was the stress that my wife was under during the pregnancy, then the high level of birth interventions that she had to go through, and the cumulative effect of the stress that had built up in her nervous system over time from the force that she had to go through the labor and delivery that caused massive issues with her neck. And she ended up having this ongoing sympathetic fight or flight response that just started to snowball. And it was what started out as colic and poor feeding and her inability to latch and her terrible sleep habits. And when I say terrible sleep habits, like for the first year of her life, she could barely be put down. Mm. And then if we would try and put her to bed, she would sleep for maybe an hour, and then she'd get up and she'd scream. And then I would have to, or my wife would have to take her and walk at a 4.5 to 5 mile per hour pace to get enough motion for her to get calmed down enough to be able to put back down to fall asleep for a few minutes for her to wake right back up again screaming.
Oh my gosh.
This was like every hour and a half, 2 hours max, rinse and repeat for the first year of our life. And what ended up happening is once she got past that phase and she became a toddler, we started to see the temper. And with the temper became progressively worsening temper tantrums and meltdowns and all this stuff. We didn't understand why. And so he had explained that what we were watching happen was this perfect storm of stress that had built up in her nervous system that was wiring and priming her nervous system to be locked into this fight or flight response, all from those early stressors that she was exposed to. And it was just snowballing. And so when we talked with him about this, he said, listen, he's like, I can't take care of your daughter. He's like, I would love to, but I'm in Chicago. He's like, but what I can do is I can teach you. I can enable you so that you can know how to help your little girl. He's like, I need you to get technology. So we invested in Insight Neuroscans. And then he sent us a ton of training material so that I could spend the next 6.5 months training 2 to 3 hours a day to get enough understanding so that I can begin caring for her and help her. And I will tell you that it was a life-changing experience. When we started her into her actual care plan after 6 months of studying, and we did her scans and we saw what her scans looked like, and they were terrible. My little girl, who'd been adjusted since birth, by the way, so I'm carrying some of the dad guilt, because knowing that this was all happening inside of her, that we can see on her scans, that we were finally able to quantify, but knowing that we weren't doing enough for her, there was a lot of guilt. But then there was also a lot of hope, because he had predicted what her scans were going to look like. And he said that if we do these specific procedures in this order, in this way, and we began adjusting her the way that we needed to, which was ironically a lot less than what we had been in the past, but we had technology and evidence to guide us from that point on, we watched our little girl go from a child that was having meltdowns 7 days a week, 45 minutes to an hour at a time. And we watched, by the time that 4 months was over, it was no longer happening.
Wow.
It was a complete change. It was a different child in 4 months. And it wasn't like one adjustment and it was over. But it was month one, an hour turned into 30 minutes. And she wasn't flipping out the same way that she was about little things. Mm-hmm. Month two, we're starting to see that those 30 minutes are going to 10 and 15. And hey, we're getting a few days in here where there's nothing. Month three, it's, hey, we're getting multiple days in a row here with nothing. And if she gets upset, it's over in 10 minutes. By the time we're at month four, there wasn't meltdowns anymore. It was crazy, the changes. Like any parents, my wife and I looked at each other after going through this and realizing that we had seen something that was miraculous that we had been desperate for help for. And in the process, families started to come in to have their kids taken care of after seeing the changes they saw with our daughter. And in a year's time, we turned our entire practice from a sports rehab practice into a pediatric neurodevelopmental family wellness practice, because the shift was just so tectonic in the people that we were able to help by doing this. So after a few years with Epic Pediatrics, Dr. Ebel broke away And he founded the Pediatric Experience, PX, which has now become the preeminent educational body for pediatric chiropractic, especially neurodevelopmental neuropediatric chiropractic. And we were member number one. We were the first people that he called when he was founding this. And we've been part of an advisory council with him ever since. I have taught modules with him, and it's been amazing because we've been here from ground zero with this massive groundswell that's getting out there trying to help families to find ways to go and help their kids that are struggling with autism and ADHD and sensory issues and emotional regulation issues and so on.
It's so incredible. And that story really is amazing. Seeing is believing. And I'm sure that really brings your passion to every single patient consult that you do with someone's child. So how can, if any listeners are potential patient consumers, parents who may be dealing with the same thing that you dealt with your daughter, how can they learn more about the Pediatric Experience Docs Network and maybe find help for themselves?
The best place to go is to pxdocs.com. There is a provider directory of 1,000 doctors nationwide that are part of this network. So based upon where you are, there's probably a doctor geographically that's close. And if for some reason there isn't, then let us know and we'll try and find somebody in your area. It's a great directory. And what's nice is that every doctor to be listed on this, you must be certified, which means that in addition to being a member, you have to have gone through a full credentialing and certification process to be listed.
Okay.
So all the doctors are highly trained in case management. So there's the beauty of it is that everybody that has gone down this road, there is a extremely high standard that's set from training to ongoing case management. So if you're a doctor going down this road, one of the biggest things that I think is amazing about the community is that there is constant ongoing training and education and research that's being performed. So parents who are looking to find out about this, it's a great resource site for them. If you're looking to become a member of PX Docs because you want to help your own child or learn how to help kids like this, go to the site, reach out to them, and it'll be transformational for you, for your life, and for your practice. And it will allow you to help a variety of people that you never imagined you could before if you're a chiropractor.
That's fantastic. So again, it's PXDOCS, pxdocs.com.
Yep.
Fantastic. Really helpful. Speaking of a high degree of training and certification, one of the things that you are in the midst of pursuing is your diplomate in neurology. And so I'm curious what that means. I had never known that a chiropractor could pursue that type of advanced education, but what does that mean for you and your scope of practice or your capabilities?
So when you achieve a diplomate, what that it allows you to do, number one, obviously it makes you a specialist. In the same way that I have my master's degree in sports science and exercise rehab, that designation obviously gives me expert status within this. If you were to become, like, say, a medical neurologist, you have to achieve a diplomate in neurology.
Okay.
So for us, the diplomate in functional neurology, which is what this would be for, allows us the credential and the expertise to be able to take complex neurological cases and approach them from a neuroplasticity process, right? Where you look at what are my roads in to help to rehabilitate the brain? How do you evaluate brain function and developing care plans that allow you to determine appropriate modalities, whether it would be things like, do you need to address the nutrition to lower inflammation? Are there appropriate brain exercises? How can we use the laser to improve brain function? And what areas do we need to target? What things can we do with technology and other types of devices to support it? It's a broad-ranging specialty that it's like a bridge, right? So within medical neurology, as awesome as medical neurology is, there are some limitations, right? There's drugs and surgeries and then distribution to other specialties. Mm-hmm. Within functional neurology, we have this broad spectrum umbrella where we can work with the nutritional components, brain exercise components, use of tech, use of lasers, use of a broad spectrum of things to help to improve brain function in a very conservative way, but also in one that helps to give the body the best chance of finding healthy pathways and rehabilitating areas that are not functioning at their best.
Okay, fantastic. So when do you hope to complete your diplomate and be official?
So the goal would be within the next year.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you very much. Sure,
a lot of late nights and weekends studying on top of seeing patients all day.
It's a big animal, but it's well worth it.
Absolutely. It sounds like it. So Let's talk a little about how you came to find out about class 4 laser therapy and then ultimately to make the decision to bring it into your practice and incorporate in your care plans for your patients.
My first exposure was actually when I was in chiropractic school. So Phil Harrington had come to Logan College of Chiropractic where I was, and he was demonstrating class 4 laser therapy with the K laser for our physical therapy classes. Mm-hmm. And I found it very interesting because I had never heard about using lasers therapeutically before. But I will tell you what was really compelling was one of our professors, he started talking about a patient that he'd been caring for. And this gentleman was an older gentleman, and he had a geriatric practice. Mm-hmm. And he'd been demoing the laser in his office, and he showed us photos of a patient of his that had a diabetic ulcer that had been non-healing for 6 months. And this poor woman, they tried everything. She'd been working with the medical team and nothing was helping. They grafted it. It didn't work. This thing was not closing. And obviously, the longer that's open, the greater the likelihood of infection. She was obviously pretty concerned. He said, hey, listen, this laser that we have here may be able to help to heal you. It's a different tool, totally conservative. But if we give this a try, then there's a chance this might help. So what he did is he photo documented what happened from treatment one and every treatment. Mm-hmm. And so I think we had a month's worth of photos. And it was amazing. We watched the measurements shrink and shrink until in less than 2 or 3 weeks, the lesion was closed, gone.
Right.
And at that point in time, I realized there is something very special about this. And so when I got in student clinic, I started using laser therapy with the patients and the athletes I was working with. And it was amazing. They would just talk about how much better they felt post-treatment and how much faster they were getting better and how it was helping with injuries and recovery. Then mm-hmm. we saw this like really rapid improvement. And it was something that all of the clinicians were talking about. We're like, this laser thing is a game changer for the speed at which we can help people to get better. Right. So it became something that like when I got into practice, the second that I had the ability to purchase a laser, I knew it was my very first major purchase I was going to make. And we stuck to it. The very first big purchase outside of the things were basic to go and operate our practice was an old K laser.
Sure. As you certainly, when you learn with a certain tool or modality while you're in school, you're way more inclined to consider it when you come out into practice for yourself because you've got some familiarity. But for those who maybe didn't have that experience, and again, now I'm talking to the HCP community, if you're someone considering or thinking about how to figure out which tool might be best for your practice, what, if any, advice would you give to someone in terms of their research? What's important? What are things people should be looking for as they consider which class 4 laser to bring in?
For me, obviously, there's a few things that we were looking for. Number one, obviously, with us choosing to have a Sumus laser, number one, obviously, there was product quality. Mm-hmm. Knowing the team, knowing the people that I've worked with at Sumus over the course of the last now 12 years, knowing that product quality was top notch, mm-hmm. customer service has always been phenomenal. Service top down. Our Joel King, who has worked with us to help to purchase every laser, the customer service level that we've received at every level has been unreal. And the generosity of knowledge. I can tell the fact that you guys have just put so much great information out there. Just look at the website. The amount of research I have used your website and the research that's out there so extensively to help me to drive my decision-making for modalities in how I treat people and building treatment care plans for different things that I wasn't familiar with. And it's been just amazing. And that's the general company, is everyone has been like that. If we've ever had a service issue, the team has bent over backwards to help us whenever we have needed it. So I would tell you that if you're making a decision, knowing the people and the company and the track record they've had with us, to me, would be the ultimate selling point, because I've never been a part of a company that has been just so dedicated to serving their clients.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Sumus, for those who don't know, Sumus was founded by a chiropractor and still today, Dr. Richard Albright, maintains a license, and he's our CEO and chief of staff and many other things. But we're based in Franklin, Tennessee. You can find out more about us at .com. And then there are references to the clinical white papers that Dr. Scott is referring to. That's really great advice. So let's dig back in, because I think one of the most interesting use cases for our laser really has to do with the neurodevelopmental disorders that you're seeing and that you're working on patients with. So talk to us about some, and maybe a great way to start is if you can think of a memorable success story with a patient who did receive laser therapy as part of your course of treatment, and talk to us about the progression they went through and the outcome, hopefully, that they achieved.
Yeah, great question. Boy, so many come to mind, because gosh, I could tell you, Pete, that in all my years in working with neurodevelopmental cases, there is nothing that has been a game changer like the introduction of brain laser therapy. Mm-hmm. It was unreal. When we started doing the research and learning about what was out there and how we can apply this clinically and realizing the potential, it was mind-blowing. So I will tell you, probably the first one where I really realized what a game changer this was is I had a patient that already completed a full chiropractic care plan. A young lady who has high-functioning autism, along with a condition called selective mutism, which mm-hmm. is a form of anxiety that's so bad that essentially when she gets into positions where she would have to speak to another individual, like a conversation directly with me, she was so paralyzed by anxiety that she couldn't. Okay. And this had been something that she had dealt with her whole life. She had been going through a number of big stressors following the completion of her care plan with us, still under care, getting adjusted. But her mom came to me saying, listen, we're hitting some really big stressors that are starting to send her into a downward spiral. What can we do? And we had been working with implementing some of the laser protocols with some other patients who are in care plans. And I said, listen, I said, we may want to give this a go for her, because for what I've seen so far and the research I've read on this, if you guys are open to it, I said, this may be something that could really make an impact on her life. Mm-hmm. Because I'd read a really amazing paper on the impact of anxiety and depression using laser therapy. Mm-hmm. And I shared this with the mom, and she looked at the research. She said, I think we should give this a try. And so we started a care plan, and hers was, we were doing brain laser for her 2 times per week for a period of, it ended up being a total of 9 weeks, 18 laser visits.
Okay.
And within the first maybe week or so, her mom started to see some changes. But what ended up happening is by the time that we had completed the care plan, her mom had sent me 2 long emails. Mom, who, by the way, is a physical therapist. Clinically, she's really sharp.
She
sends me what ends up being a 5,000-word email detailing all of the changes and life firsts that had happened with this girl. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share a few of those. Would that be okay?
Absolutely, please.
So this young lady had never, ever been able to go to a checkout line at a grocery store before and talk to the attendant. Mm-hmm. And she said they were at Walmart in particular, and they're going through doing some shopping. And she said that this girl and her brother, for the first time, actually like interacted and were like talking to each other in the store instead of the girl being paralyzed by just the anxiety. Mm-hmm. Then they get up into the checkout line, and she like is talking with the cashier. Mom's sitting here saying, oh my gosh, this has never happened before. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they had gone to get fast food. She'd never ordered for herself in a fast food restaurant ever. Mm-hmm. They go into line. She orders fast food all by herself. And the cashier didn't hear the order, made her repeat it, and she still had no issues, no stress, no anxiety. Mm-hmm. Then a week or two later, mom had a friend who came in from out of town who had a daughter that was her age. Now, preface to this, mom says that she had never, ever been able to have a friend over for any extended period of time without, number one, emotionally gearing up for it, and two, they could stay for an hour or two at max before it had to be over, because she'd be overwhelmed and exhausted from the mm-hmm. stress of it all. Mm-hmm. This was a spontaneous visit. Friend was in town, popped in with her daughter that was the same age. Mom said that they hung out for 6 hours. And like normal socialization. She looks mm-hmm. like, it's the first time I saw my daughter interact with somebody like that without having a massive stress attack, without completely checking out because she was overwhelmed by the stress. She had fun for 6 hours. And then afterwards, she wasn't completely tanked. Mm-hmm. Normally, even just a short visit would have wrecked her for a day or two because she would be so mentally exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
None of that. It was amazing watching the changes that she had gone through.
So what a great story. And I'm sure you still stay in touch with them today. Are you still treating the patient, the daughter, or no longer?
Yeah. So it's interesting. And I think this is one of the coolest things for the testament for the way that brain laser has helped her, but also numerous other patients, is they elect to come back for it. She will periodically, and she's about once a month right now, she'll come back in for a maintenance laser. Okay. Tell her mom, I need a laser.
Because
she feels such a profound difference in the way that she feels and functions when she gets the brain laser. And I will tell you, that has been the most interesting thing with doing brain laser versus doing pain-related laser.
Mm-hmm.
There's this target where you're trying to go and treat the symptoms and the pain, but the brain is always under stress and always being used. And if you've got some kind of a weakness or a neurodevelopmental challenge, if you can do things to improve the function of the brain and the quality of life, then that's a huge thing. But what's cool is that when somebody experiences the difference and they notice how much better they function, they feel with their own symptoms with it, it's a game changer.
That's so incredible. So for those who may have never had a laser as a patient, and certainly as providers, if they've never done any brain laser, can you describe a bit about what the patient treatment experience looks like and maybe feels for everyone involved?
Absolutely. So obviously, everyone's laser care plan is going to be different based upon what the symptoms or conditions they are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
The general gist is that we're going to target the specific areas of the brain that are not functioning as well, right? So when we go through and we do our history and our exam, so what we're going to do is we're going to figure out which areas of the brain need some support.
Okay.
And then what we'll do is we will develop a care plan protocol to target helping those areas, right? And I teach the patients this, right? The way that you help the brain is the brain needs blood flow, energy, and stimulation to be healthy. Okay. And so the laser allows us to accomplish those things because we can target the areas of the brain that are not functioning the way that we need them to. And so we can get those areas to become more active and improve peripheral blood flow and energy metabolism. And what you experience as a patient is you feel better. You feel an improvement in your symptoms. You'll have better quality of life, better brain endurance. And so what the patients feel, which they love, is the treatment itself is just gentle warmth.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels good when you're going over the area. The patients love it. They feel themselves calm down and relax. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take very long. The treatments are going to range anywhere from 6 to 18 minutes based upon how extensive the protocol that we need to do is.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows us to be able to have this really super conservative, gentle tool that is highly effective that the patients love to have done.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's even better for everyone involved that these are such short sessions and they're pleasant. It's not an invasive or something to be nervous about whatsoever. So that's really good news. So we've talked a little bit about neurodevelopmental disorders, and I know that you've taken your practice almost exclusively, if not exclusively, into the pediatric focus. But have you ever had any experience with patients dealing with neurodegenerative disorders? And obviously, you're probably focusing on adults at this point, but anything such as Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, dementia, anything along those lines that you can talk to?
Yeah, so I can tell you one of the most interesting thing that we have seen with adult patients in particular, and I guess we can talk conditional, but let's just talk about patients who have general memory loss.
Okay.
Right? So one of the most interesting things that I've seen with patients, whether it is dementia, Alzheimer's, or just memory loss in general, is every single person who has had these laser treatments done, if it's early stage,
mm-hmm.
they notice really significant and immediate improvements, which is pretty amazing. For example, there's a gentleman who we take care of, and he's really actively involved with his American Legion. He's a veteran, and he's the commander of the post that he works at. He came in, and he was complaining that he was having issues with his memory, but more in particular, if he would get into a position where he had to speak to the members of the board or to the people at the post, he would lose his train of thought and he couldn't remember and he couldn't get himself back on track. And he would start to realize that his memory was slipping.
Mm.
And he said, can you help with this? And obviously there's great research out there and improvements in cognitive function using brain laser therapy. So we began a protocol where we were doing two lasers a week for him for a period of 6 weeks. And after his first visit, he came back and he said to me, I cannot believe the clarity and the improvements in my memory after just one session. As we continued on, he noticed that his memory was getting stronger because neurodegenerative conditions are areas of the brain that are going downhill because of a number of factors, right? It's lack of blood flow, obviously age-related inflammation. There's a number of different things where they can be weakness areas in the brain that become exposed as we age. And it allowed us to be able to target some of those areas, bring blood flow, energy, and stimulation back in. And he started to see these changes. And what we did is we used that open window to say, now you need to eat a better diet. You need to get the inflammation down. And you need to start doing brain exercises, because now that we've got some plasticity built up in the brain, you got to take advantage of it. Because if you don't continue with exercising those areas of the brain, when we stop doing the consistency of lasers, you don't want to lose any of the momentum. You want to continue to strengthen the brain, and you want to continue to go and build those pathways. And that's been a profound thing to see, is that with generalized memory loss, this has been something we've seen consistently with patients, is significant improvements. When you get the people who come in who are like diagnosed with neurodegenerative conditions, the biggest thing that everyone reports back is that it seems like they have their loved one, their better clarity, obviously memory improves, calmer, more present, better emotional regulation, because those are things that as you develop dementia and Alzheimer's, those things start to go away. And it's really amazing to see that for those windows of time, you're going to see big improvements in quality of life. So
very, very profound. And so what I'm hearing you say is that the sooner a patient who may be dealing with symptoms that may just feel like age-related memory loss, it's the sooner they get to someone like you as a provider to begin to receive laser therapy and help with that neuroplasticity in the brain, the better off they're hopefully going to be. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is, because I think part of the way that we even work with patients where if there is a diagnosis, there has to be an honesty about the progression, right? We know that neurodegenerative conditions, they're progressive and they're going to continue to go down one path. But if we can improve quality of life, slow that progression, do things to alter how fast it happens, and give you a better quality of life during the progression of these conditions, then that's what we're here for. And the cool part is that people report that back all the time, that their doctors are noticing the progression's not happening as fast as it would have with another person.
Right.
And they're seeing, and their loved ones are seeing, that they are doing far better than what they had been, because if they've already started to show some symptoms and they're starting to go downhill, they start getting the brain laser and they notice that their loved one is like noticeably more with them and more cognizant and more of the person that they know to be.
Absolutely. That's fantastic advice and suggestions. I know you have mentioned nutrition at one point, and I believe you even have some extensive or additive education around nutrition. And I'm curious about how you help your patients to incorporate nutrition as part of their care plan if they're receiving laser. Is that a very prolific part of your care plans when you see these type of patients?
It has to be, honestly. You have to understand that if someone is in an inflammatory state, then the brain is going to be inflamed. You have to address the nutritional component, because as long as there is oxidative stress happening in the brain, then the brain is going to continue to go downhill. So it's really important that we stop the inflammatory process. And that can be from a number of things, right? I mean, getting the blood sugar down and more regulated. It's helping to get more antioxidants and omega-3s into the diet. It's really addressing that overall nutritional component, so that a person needs to be empowered. They have to understand that your nutritional decisions have consequences to your brain function. And if you want to have a better quality of life and slow the progression of a condition, or to get your body out of this state of inflammation, and you want to try and curb this process, you have to understand that the foods have to be one of the cornerstones of how you're going to get ahead of this process and get your quality of life back to where it wants to be. So yeah, anytime there's a neurodegenerative condition, neuroinflammatory condition, we always address this, but we also do it with neurodevelopmental too, because no matter what type of a neuro condition it is, inflammation in the brain is going to lead to an increase of symptom set regardless. Kids who have autism, if you give them a highly inflammatory diet, you're going to see lots of GI issues and behaviors and aggression that may come out. Or the kids that have ADHD, you're going to see hyperactivity is going to go through the roof, and you're going to see impulsivity and all these other things that are going to happen. So the nutritional component has to be a cornerstone when you want to work with somebody that has any type of a neuro condition.
Fantastic. So hopefully all providers that subscribe to that same thought process, and it seems like you're so thorough and so complete with the way you treat your patients. I wish everyone could bring their family members to you if they needed it.
Thank you.
So let's move away a little bit from things related to the brain and talk about the application of laser for other types of symptoms. So I think traditionally about musculoskeletal conditions, but let's hear that in your words. What are some of the other key areas that you incorporate laser therapy on a very regular basis?
Great question. We use, you know, the movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Oh, yeah.
You know how they use Windex? That's how we use laser.
Okay.
So I'll give you a typical day in our practice. We will have multiple patients who will come in this time of year, and we'll be doing laser for sinuses and allergies. It is profound how much it helps. We will do ear infections all the time, especially this time of year. You kids who come in with ear pain multiple times per day, usually we're going to be having ear infection laser. And I can tell you this, I have never found anything that can curb the pain of an ear infection as fast as a laser can. We've had countless kids that come in with an acute ear infection, we'll laser them. And by the time the laser is done or right after, the pain's gone. It's amazing to watch it. We obviously will do things for helping with lymphatic drainage. We do the standard things like tendonitis conditions and pain-related conditions, but we really do a lot of things that are outside of that range, really trying to help with just the things like we do lymphedema work. If we have patients that have those things. We do a lot of tissue healing. People come in, they have an injury, so they get laser. Heck, my son last night, we were at a basketball practice and he got hit in the lip. The very first thing that he asked for was to have me to laser his lip because he knows it'll help with the pain and the inflammation and heal it faster. So we do post-surgical laser all the time. We do wound healing. We have a number of older patients with poor circulation, and we will always laser over their wounds because it will obviously tremendously improve the healing pace and help them to get over the hump. I could go on and on because we've seen so many miracles with people that we've taken care of with laser that once you understand the power that it has and the ability to really help people in a way that you probably never would have imagined, then it becomes your go-to. Do you mind if I share two stories that were like my anchors, Pete?
I would love it.
So I was in my second year in practice, and I was in downtown Cleveland, and I was working at this event called the Cleveland Turkey Trot. It was a 5K. And we had set up a booth, and we were doing an area where we would do stretching and help people with, if they had injuries, they need some triage, we would be there. And as I was over by our booth, I was stretching out one lady, and on one of the other mats next to me, there was this lady over there. And I looked over at her and said, hi. And you could tell that she was on guard. She said, you're not touching me. I'm like, not trying to, ma'am. Just saying hi, just being friendly. And she opened up and she's like, I'm not letting anybody adjust me. I'm like, why is that? She's like, there's nothing to adjust. I had three back surgeries in a month's time. I was like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
And so what had happened was that this lady had a connective tissue disorder that gave her some issues with stability of her tissues. And so they went in and they fused her. The initial surgery was a fusing of L4 and L5. And when they did that, unfortunately, they nicked her dura mater. And so she started getting cerebral spinal fluid headaches. So she ended up having to go back in again so they can close that up. But when they did, they nicked the dura mater again. So they had gone through and had three surgeries in a 1 month time to close these. But in the process, they fused her from L1 to L5. So wow. She no longer had any mobile segments. But as a side effect, this poor woman now was living with a significant level of pain. Her self-rated on a scale of 1 to 10, she said it was 40 every day.
Wow.
So living on opioids, no relief in sight, and didn't know what to do. She tried everything. This was a woman with tremendous resources financially. So she had tried everything that she could find. Board member at the Cleveland Clinic, didn't know what to do, out of resources. And I said to her, just incidentally, I said, hey, listen, I said, I know you've tried everything. If you want to try something different, I've got this laser in my office. I said, I don't know if it's going to help, but if you want to try it to see if it gives you some relief, I would be happy to. This woman came from 45 minutes away to my office to see if this laser would give her any help. And she's a sweet, snarky lady. And I'll never forget her care plan. I had initially prescribed 12 lasers. three times a week, 12 lasers for so over the course of a month. Mm-hmm. And she comes in for laser six. And so she'd had five lasers at this point, and Betsy walks in and she says in her very Betsy way, she said, "Dr. Scott, I forgot my pain medicine today." And I looked at her, I was like, "What exactly does that mean, Betsy?" Right. She said, "I forgot my pain medicine today because for the first time in more than 2 years, I don't have any pain anywhere in my back."
Incredible.
I said, "Are you kidding me?" And what was amazing is that she had been told that she would never exercise again. She couldn't play pickleball anymore, which she loved. She'd never golf again. She'd never get back to physical exercise. And we as chiropractors couldn't adjust her. There's nothing there to adjust, right, on her back. So we lasered her for those 12 visits. And then periodically from then on, she never had back pain again. All that pain that she was in that was causing her all of these issues never came back, fully resolved within that period of time. It was amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she was able to get back to doing everything that she ever wanted to do within a matter of 6 months, which was just amazing.
It's so profound. I'll tell you what, we need to have you on the show again, because there's so many great things to unpack and still to talk about. I hate that we're running short on time, but the one thing that I would definitely like to make sure of is that the audience knows how they can get in touch with you, and whether they're a provider or a patient, how can people find out about you?
The best place to go is to our website. It's www.elitefamilychiros.com. Okay. There is a lot of information about us and what we do, how we work with neurodevelopmental conditions, the type of practice that we have. And there's also a form on there if you would like to talk with me directly, if you have questions about how we apply laser, the work that we do, I would love to share. We can set up a time to get on the phone and talk so that I can give you our insights and our experience and do anything that we can to help. Because I can tell you that if you are considering adding laser therapy into your practice, it's a game changer. I can't say it strongly enough that there are very few things out there when you add it into your practice that will add so much value to your patients as adding a Sumus laser will.
Fantastic. Really good advice. And I hope people take advantage of what's in your brain, because there's so much to learn. Dr. Scott, I can't thank you enough for coming onto the show and being our very first guest. I promise you, we'll have you back to the show, hopefully in short order, so we can keep on learning from you. Thanks for all you do for your patients. Thanks for your partnership with Sumus. And with that, we can wrap up our very first episode. I just want to remind everybody that this show is sponsored by Sumus Laser. And Sumus has a mission to transform the landscape of laser therapy. So you can learn more about Sumus and the laser therapy that they offer at sumuslaser.com. That's sumuslaser.com. Thanks everyone for joining. I hope you learned something, and we will see you on the show again soon.
Thank you for joining us on Laser Life Insights. This show is brought to you by Sumus Medical Laser, revolutionizing laser therapy to heal with the power of light. For more information, go to sumuslaser.com.